The holidays are a time when we can especially feel the loss of someone dear to us. Susan Latta is director of the grief program at Hospice of Chattanooga. Tomorrow, starting at 5:30 p.m., she will appear online, partnering with the Chattery and Welcome Home of Chattanooga for an event titled Hope for the Holidays. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is a difficult topic at any time, but especially during a year such as this one.
Yeah, this has been such a different year for so many people. And when you have not only the COVID and all the isolation that's happening and then have a significant death occur, it has been making grief much more complicated than if people were able to do what they would typically have done prior to COVID-19, especially around funerals and memorials and celebrations of life, and then just being with people. Holidays generally can be very difficult for people, especially if they're going through it the first year, but even after the second year, third year, fourth year, because holidays often have a lot of symbolism, whether it is traditions that you always cook turkey with your mom. I can remember my sister's husband died very suddenly. He was the one that always cut the turkey. And so on Thanksgiving morning, I got a call from her and she was just sobbing and saying, "Who's going to cut the turkey? Tim isn't here to do that." And that was such a symbol of who he was, one of his roles in the family. And so we talked about various people that could now take over that job of cutting the turkey. That was her first Thanksgiving without Tim. Part of the biggest challenge is trying to figure out what you need. And many people don't even want to do holidays. And so what I will often say to people is have a plan A, have a plan B, and have a plan C. Plan A is I'm going to go and I'm going to do holidays like we always did. And you start doing it that day and think, what in the world was I thinking? How can I even do that? So plan B may be, yes, I got all the stuff to do to make a turkey, or I was going to go to someone's house and have turkey, and I just can't do it. So I might have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at home. But to have different ideas of some options that you can do for yourself on those very hard days, whether it's Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or just a day, an anniversary. I talked with someone just earlier this morning who it would have been her 50th anniversary with her husband yesterday. We had talked in the previous time that I had spoken with her, some things that she might do. And so she went to the cemetery and she put flowers at his grave. And one of the things that was hard was that people didn't recognize that that was going to be a hard day for her. She recognized it. Several people did recognize it, but she shared that she felt like she was having a pity party because not everybody knew that that would have been their 50th anniversary. Grief can be very lonely. And during this time, especially with the pandemic, it has really increased a lot of sense of isolation. And especially for people that have had a spouse die or someone that lives in the house with them die, and now they're not there, that aloneness is just like intensified.
What tips do you have that pertain to how people can cope during this time?
One would be get your fears out about it. Talk about it. Acknowledge, you know what? I really am not sure I even want to do Thanksgiving or Christmas. Okay, that's fine. There's no rule that says you have to. Plan ahead. Be able to figure out what it is that you think you can do and share that with whoever you might be doing that with, your family, your friends, your church group, or whoever that may be. This is what I would like to try to do. Look at the holidays as a series of small events. Do not start with Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Don't go the whole gamut. I'm going to take it one day at a time. I'm going to take it one holiday at a time, or one red light day that, I mean, it may be every day from here into the end of the year. Take care of yourself. That's a huge piece. Make sure that you're doing things. You're getting your sleep, you're eating well, you're trying to get some exercise, you're reaching out, even though you may feel like isolating. See if you can make a connection with somebody every day. Keep your celebrations simple. So some people won't even put up a tree. I've had many people that have gone to like Sam's or Costco and they have those trees that you just take out of the box and all the lights are on. That has worked well for a lot of people. So they don't have to get it out and they don't have to have all those memories of the last time we put up this Christmas tree, XYZ person was there. So find some creative ways that you can, if you want a Christmas tree or if you want whatever, do it. The other thing that's really important is if you have kids, because kids often get forgotten in all this, especially around the holidays, is ask them what they would like to do. So let's say you have some middle school or grade school kids, and it's your first Thanksgiving without a dad or a mom. Ask the kids, how do you want to do Thanksgiving this year? How do you want to remember dad? Or how do you want to remember mom? Do you want to remember mom? Do you want to remember dad or grandpa or meemaw or whoever that may be? Some kids will actually take like a placemat and decorate it and put it on the table, whether you put a serving dish on top of it or use that as a kind of a centerpiece for the table as an acknowledgement that XYZ person is not here. Kids can be really creative with how they want to do the holidays. And please remember to include them because they have needs as well. I have one family that made a chain out of paper. They cut it up into strips of paper. And on Thanksgiving Day, they asked people that came for Thanksgiving to write a memory about this person. And then the grandkids helped this widow make this paper chain that went all around the Christmas tree. And she had them sign their name and put a date to it. And every year now they use that as the Christmas with all these beautiful memories of this precious gentleman that died. Doing something creative like that can be helpful. Some people totally mix up their holidays. I had one family whose young daughter died and they just said, we can't do Christmas this year. So they went on a ski trip. And went on a ski trip the second year because it just was too hard to be home during those holidays, missing their daughter. I had one family that Thanksgiving was their dad's husband's favorite holiday. And so the wife, I was working with her and she said, you know, I can't do that this year. And I said, so what are your thoughts? And she said, he loved the community kitchen. And so their two kids were like, I don't know, at the time he died, were like 18 and 20 or something like that. And so the three of them decided to volunteer on Thanksgiving Day in honor of their dad and husband and serve a meal to the homeless on Thanksgiving Day. And then they were going to do Thanksgiving that Friday or Saturday of that weekend. And so just finding different ways that you can connect, take care of yourself, and be able to include your kids or other family members in the planning if that works for you.
And for more information on this online course, people can go to thechattery.org. Beyond that, where can they go online to follow what you do and what the hospice does?
They can go to hospiceofchattanooga.org, and there's all sorts of information about our support groups. And then also Welcome Home is co-sponsoring this with Hospice of Chattanooga. So they can also go on Welcome Home's website as well.
All right. Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ray. Take care.